Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. Back from vacation, had a chance to get some R&R down in Destin, Florida. Very, very, very beautiful complex and beach resort with fantastic golf and amenities. But we are back, always representing HUR Voices, Howard University Radio Network's Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm your host, James Lewis. It is a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast globally, and of course, on Lance J Plus. I haven't had a chance to talk about the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fiasco. And I've said repeatedly on this show, as we start, that the Jake Paul fights and the Logan Paul fights, those are not real fights. And I've said that repeatedly, that they're not fighting for a WBC or a WBA or one of these different boxing organization titles. So it's a lot more when you have somebody that's a YouTube fighter. And look, I support Jake Paul in his hustle. Boxing, I'm a huge boxing fan, and I'm a huge Mike Tyson fan. I spent a lot of the early years of my life, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, talking about mid to late 80s. I spent a lot of that time watching Mike Tyson fights with my father, and literally I would go upstairs to get popcorn for him. I remember the Michael Spinks fight. I literally went upstairs to bring down some refreshments for my father and his friends, just trying to make myself useful. I come downstairs, everybody's screaming, the fight's over. Mike Tyson had knocked out Michael Spinks and sent him off into retirement. He was 31-0, and he never fought again after getting absolutely destroyed and annihilated by Mike Tyson. So I think a lot of us wanted to relive those old days. I was a little kid playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out was my favorite video game, and such a difficult video game. And you get through the first circuit, you get through Glass Joe. A lot of people say that Jake Paul looks like Glass Joe. You get through the first circuit, and then you get to some of the better fighters on that game. Soto Popinski, Bald Bull, got to fight him a couple of times. Got to fight Super Macho Man, who's doing that spin circular hurricane-style punch. And then you get to Mike Tyson, and for the first 2 minutes when you fight Mike Tyson, he just throws uppercuts. Now, I had the code to get directly to Mike Tyson. So I was like, bleep all this other stuff. I'm not fighting these other MFers. I'm going to go straight to Tyson and fight him 500 times until I win. But I remember the first time beating Mike Tyson, I was super gassed and thought that I was all that. Will Smith had a song called I Think I Could Beat Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was bigger than life, larger than life. He was like a Babe Ruth type figure, like almost a Jordan type figure. And back during that era, if you were the heavyweight champion of the world in boxing, you were the baddest man on the planet. This is coming after the Ali era, and I spent a lot of time watching Ali fights late in his career as a little kid. I watched those fights on YouTube. I love watching Ali's style and Frazier's style and Ken Norton's style. And then you get to Trevor Burbick and Mike Tyson just cleans up that whole division. Larry Holmes, Tyson goes through all of those people and kind of has like a 8-year, 7-year run of complete dominance, and then loses to Buster Douglas. And Tyson had some of his legal issues, spent some time in jail, and he just wasn't the same fighter after Customato died and then going to jail. So by the time he gets to Evander and to Lennox Lewis, those are guys that are much bigger than him, heavier than him, longer reach, and he never fought extraordinarily well against taller boxers. So I think if you compared Mike Tyson to today's guys, it would have been difficult for him to fight Tyson Fury or even Deontay Wilder, because Tyson Fury is 6'9", Deontay Wilder is 6'7". And these guys weigh, Tyson, I think at his heaviest, when he was out of shape, was weighing 225. Ideally, Tyson was in that 210, 215 range, which is what Ali fought at. These guys now, Tyson Fury is 270, and that's at the weigh-in. By the time he gets to the ring the following day, he's 285. So it's just a different era. It's a different type of boxer that's out there now. But I think we all wanted the nostalgia of hoping to see that Mike Tyson, would he either A, knock Jake Paul out in the first round with some uppercut, sending him flying into the rafters like Hitman Hearns and Martin Lawrence back in the day when Hitman Hearns disrespected Gina and Martin challenged him to a mano a mano. And we kind of wanted that nostalgia. And when you see Tyson coming to the ring and kind of shuffling his feet, walking to the ring, you realize that this guy's almost 60 years old. He's been hard on his body at times. I know that as an older gentleman, Mike Tyson is much more disciplined. And he's a calmer person, but he admits he spent 25 years of his life doing drugs, not eating right. And you look at him after the first round, I think the fight went exactly how I expected it to go. Tyson came out. He was the better fighter in the first round. He didn't come out and have as much energy as I hoped. But by the time we got to the end of the second round, third round, there was no way that he was going to be able to sustain throwing lots of punches. So he went to stay on his feet. He wasn't going to get knocked out. Because I thought the fight was, I don't want to say it was fixed, but I'm just going to say that it's, once again, as I started the segment, this is more boxing entertainment than actual boxing. It's a lot closer to Bret the Hitman Hart and a Montreal Screwjob than it is to an actual fight. And Netflix, look, they got their money. Tyson got 20 M's. Jake Paul got 40 M's. If people are getting paid, I'm with it. But I did not watch initially on Netflix. I didn't wait around on Friday for that undercard and the second undercard and the third undercard. I'm going to go away for all of that. So I watched it after the fact. And even after the fact, there were still a lot of issues with streaming. So many people I talked to, they're trying to watch the fight. They're getting kicked out of the system. The stream, they're getting the Netflix / Apple pinwheel. And it just wasn't that great of a showing. I mean, I think people who watched the fight and waited for the fight and just couldn't stop talking about the fight, I feel like those individuals think that they were robbed, that they were cheated, that they were hoodwinked, bamboozled. I didn't see it that way. I knew that it wasn't going to be a legitimate fight from day one. It was supposed to be a spectacle. I was wondering if Iron Mike was going to go Iron Mike and try to bite Jake Paul on the neck or even kick him in the package. Like, you never know what Mike Tyson is going to do. Was there going to be a brawl after the fight with his entourage and Jake Paul's entourage fighting in the ring? Was there going to be chairs? Was somebody going to throw chairs into the ring? Was there going to be a steel cage match after the fight? Was there going to be a monster truck rally after the fight? Was there going to be a literal three-ring circus after the fight? Was Donald Trump going to hold a rally, a post election win rally after the fight? You just don't know who's going to show up. It's for entertainment. I say on this show all the time that sports is entertainment. It doesn't matter if it's the Kansas City Chiefs. It doesn't matter if it's LeBron and the Lakers. All of this stuff is for entertainment. It's no different than watching a Broadway show or watching your favorite movie. I was just talking to one of my friends about Oppenheimer, how they love Oppenheimer. This stuff, I don't want to say it's scripted, because I don't want to get sued, but it's just for entertainment. And I didn't take it too seriously. I wasn't really moved by the fight, but I'm glad that Mike Tyson got 20 M's on his way out the door. It just didn't make sense. He wasn't going to win the fight. If he wins the fight, who's he going to fight next? This is the end of the road for him. So it didn't make sense for him to end the fight. Jake Paul needs the mystique and something to promote whatever his next series of fights is going to be. And I didn't think that Tyson was going to let an amateur boxer embarrass him and just knock him silly onto the canvas, because that's not how a 58-year-old wants to leave his professional career. And then there's always a chance. I mean, if he got beat up too bad by the youngster, we don't want him to go into cardiac arrest in the ring. So the fight went how I expected it to go. I just think that Jake Paul, he's exhausted all of his sonic rings for these fake fights. And what Lance J would like to see, I would like to see Jake Paul fight Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder was the heavyweight champion of the world, but is way past his prime. He's been knocked silly about 3 or 4 times in a row. He's a puncher, not necessarily a guy that's going to jab you and going to work you over 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 rounds. I like to see Jake Paul fight Deontay Wilder. He's basically a former heavyweight champion who's past their prime. I think Deontay Wilder is like 38, 39. So he would have an age advantage. It would be a payday for Deontay Wilder. But Deontay Wilder is a real fighter with a real left hand that could absolutely make Jake Paul look like Glass Joe. And I would like to see that fight. I think if he's going to get into these circus fights, fight real boxers who are at the end of their prime, but still legitimate, you know, still 41, 42 years old. Fighting someone that's almost 60, the senior citizen circuit, I think America, that works with Mike Tyson because of the nostalgia, but who's he going to fight next? Is he going to fight Larry Holmes? Is he going to fight the ghost of Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier? At some point, this guy's going to have to fight somebody that's in their 20s or 30s that's a legitimate pro boxer instead of making it an absolute circus. And that's my analysis of the Mike Tyson fight. I think I'm going to cut to a break. I'm actually going to go fire up the Nintendo during the break and hit the code and see if I can beat Mike Tyson right now. Paragon 7 Studios.
Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
James Lewis.
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
Give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Someone needs to customize and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Wait, there's an elevator?
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.